You know, oneness is something that is very close to my own heart. Being in Bethany for 42 years, I developed a sense of belonging. Being one with pastor, the session members, with all of you. And it's something that I will always treasure in my heart. Yet there will always be dangers. Dangers that we need to be aware of that threatened or can threaten this oneness. And this morning, we would like to consider the danger of carnality. Turn with me to 1 Corinthians 3, verse 1. And we see the danger of carnality highlighted by the Apostle Paul. In 1 Corinthians 3, verse 1, we read, "And I, brethren, could not speak to you as to spiritual people, but as to carnal, as to babes in Christ." The Greek word for this word, carnality, is sarkikos. What that means is a reference to the flesh, to the human part of thinking that is wrong. And when we look at these human aspects of our lives and they become the focus of our lives, then this kind of mindset will tend to go against the Lord and His ways. For instance, you know, we are going to celebrate our 40 plus 2 anniversary at the end of the year. We're all going to be there, gathered together. We've been doing this for many years now, celebrating the special occasions at Shangri-La. And I'm a firm believer of these celebrations. You know, it was through these celebrations, these lunches, that my parents-in-law first came to know about Bethany. And they came, and they got to know Pastor, they got to know Bethany. And through that, that was the starting point. And now they are worshiping here with us after 3 years. They first came for the food, but now they come for the spiritual food. And if anyone says that these celebrations are, you know, why are we going there and having these celebrations? If we were to say things or think things that are contrary to what we are seeking to do as a church, we may have allowed carnality to come into our mindset. So we need to be aware of these dangers. What are expressions of carnality? Look at verse 3. It says, "For where there are envy, strife, and divisions among you, are you not carnal and behaving like mere men?" And there are three expressions that I'd like to highlight for us of carnality. And firstly, it is envy. Envy is an intense human zeal that causes us to want something that somebody else has, which may not be available to us, or we are not able to have it. And it causes us to envy. It causes us to strive with each other. Just last week, we were studying about Miriam and Aaron and how they rose up against Moses. And, you know, they raise up to Moses. They say, "Has not God also spoken to us? Why only you?" And, you know, there was envy and there was strife. That's another expression, strife. To strive is to quarrel, to contend with each other. 1 Corinthians 1 verse 11, we read of how by those of Chloe's household that there are contentions among you. The people within the Corinthian church were contending with each other. When we envy and we strive with each other, there will come division. The word division basically means to be disunited. In the Greek is where you get the word dichotomy. There is division, there's sedition within the context of the church. And some would say, I am of Paul, I am of Apollos. You know, are we not being carnal? Look at chapter 3, verse 4. And he says, for when one says, I am of Paul, another, I am of Apollos, are you not carnal? These are expressions of carnality. And we have asked ourselves, have we allowed carnality to affect our mindset, the way we think? You know, when I was much younger, Pastor Mitch and I, we were part of a group of boys that very much, you know, came together as, you know, one of the young people in church. We grew up together, we studied the word together, we served together, we played together, we did a lot of mischief together, you know. And there was once when we set fire to a, not the basketball court, but a bonfire at a basketball court. And, you know, we were almost caught by the police. Pastor Mitch was the ringleader. I was just an innocent bystander. But, you know, nonetheless, we thought that we were one. And but after a while, some of us began to grow in our faith. Some of us began to serve a little bit more. And the others began to think otherwise. And soon, we were divided. And soon, one by one, they left the church. You know, it's so easy to allow these things, these expressions of carnality, to divide the church. Now, let's ask ourselves, what are the causes of carnality? In verse 1, it says, and I, brethren, could not speak to you as to spiritual people, but as to carnal. One cause of carnality is unspirituality, where we are not spiritual in the way we think, in the way we live our lives. And Paul said, you know, I cannot speak to you as one who is spiritual. Secondly, in verse 3, it says, for where there are envy, strife, and divisions among you, are you not carnal and behaving like mere men? Mere men. That is when we allow our human worldly ways, our human wisdom to get the better of us, the natural ways of men, to stand contrary to the ways of God. And that is where carnality, when we behave as mere men. Another cause is that we can still be spiritually immature, still babes in Christ. Look at verse 2. It says, and I, brethren, could not speak to you as to spiritual people, but as to carnal, as to babes in Christ. I fed you with milk and not with solid food, but until now, you were not able to receive it. And even now, you are still not able, for you are still carnal. If we remain as spiritual babes, and we are just feeding on the milk of the word, we may still allow such spiritual immaturity to affect us, and we can still be carnal. And that's always a real danger. These are the causes of carnality. And we want to ask ourselves, it's good to check our faith, to check the way we think, check the way we would decide on things concerning our ministry and so on and so forth. Are we allowing carnality to affect us? Now, how do we deal with the problem of carnality? And the first thing that we need to do is we need to grow. As any baby or babes in Christ, we need to grow. And we need to be able to understand the truth. Now turn with me to Ephesians 4. Ephesians 4, Paul wrote, but speaking the truth in love may grow up in all things into him who is the head, Christ. We can grow through knowing the truth of the Lord's word. How much truth is there in our lives? We can grow, in verse 16, through what each member supplies. Verse 16, we read, from whom the whole body, joined and knit together by what every joint supplies, according to the effective working by which every part does its share, causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love. We need to grow. And that's what we are seeking to do as a young adults. We are seeking to learn the Word of God, and we need to learn to grow together, greater sense of oneness, ministering to each other, and doing our part for the church. But we also need to grow to spiritual maturity. We need to move away from partaking of milk to the solid meat of the Word of God. Now, I love meat. So does my wife. Now she has to have things in moderation. So every time I tell her, you know, in moderation, she will say, moderation. See, I told you, she's getting better. And, you know, it's going beyond the milk of the word. It's going on to solid food, to steak, spiritual steak, if I can put it that way. See, everybody's eye, and, you know, and really to be able to feed on the Word of God. You know, that's something wonderful. Every time when we go over to Pastor Sal's, whether as a session or the staff, we have a little gathering there, Pastor will always have steak for us. And he will personally grill it for us. And, you know, it's such a wonderful experience. So he feeds us physically, and he feeds us the Word of God, the solid food of the Word of God. And I'm going to encourage you, you know, you want to go deeper in the Word of God, come for Bible study, come for prayer meeting, come for the Sunday schools. We are learning what it means to study the depth of the Word of God so that we can truly grow. And that's something for us to consider. Now, as much as we have a deeper understanding of the Word of God, so does our mindset. We continue to grow so that we will have deep, mature, spiritual perspectives, not shallow perspectives. For instance, instead of envy, let us learn to love. 1 Corinthians 13, verse 4, it says, love does not envy. Let's learn to replace envy with love. Love for each other that goes beyond such childish things as envy. You know, the Corinthian church, they were very gifted. And some of them were more gifted than others, and they were envying each other. You know, there are many people in our midst who are really gifted. And instead of envying them, you know, we should learn to rejoice. You know, like for instance, Dr. Daniel Chia, he is a good composer, and together with Pastor, they have composed a wonderful song that the combined choir is going to sing at this year's anniversary. Another reason why you want to be there. And you know, I rejoice with them for the kind of talent that they have, that we can sing their songs and minister to hearts. Let's not envy. Let us love instead. It is not about striving against each other, but striving together for a common cause, for the faith of the gospel. Turn with me to Philippians 1, verse 27. And Paul wrote, that you stand fast in one spirit, with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel. The word striving together is an interesting word. It's where you, in the Greek, is partly where you get the English word athlete. And we compete not against each other, but to compete with each other against. That we are striving together, we are training together, we are struggling together, we are competing with each other against whatever challenges. We are one team. We are Team Bethany. You know? So we have Pastor as our head coach. Pastor Mitch and myself, we are the assistant coach. We have the two bands as the ball boys and trainee coach or coaches. And then we have Jacob and George as the strikers, one from Manchester United, one from Liverpool, but playing for Team Bethany. Right? Terrence will be the goalkeeper. Hopefully he sees the ball. And Diona is the central defender. She was always protecting and so on and so forth. You know, and all of us are part of the team. Some are defenders, some are midfielders, some are spectators, but one team. Team Bethany. That's what it means to strive together. Instead of being divided, let's learn to be one body in Christ. Let's learn what it means to be connected with each other. You know, this last 2 weeks, I found a greater sense of appreciation of the oneness in Bethany. And let me share with you, a pastor shared with you about Jinky's heart attack from the standpoint of one who showed that oneness. Let me share with you from the standpoint of one who received that oneness. On August the 4th, I received a phone call from Jinky. And now I knew that she was going to see Daniel. And she had been having a bad headache for 2 days. She'd been having chest pains. But at the same time, I thought it would be a routine checkup. And because she was saying she was having reflux. In fact, when she told Daniel about her symptoms, he said he was going to do an ECG. She said, no, what ECG? No need. And you know, when she went there, and Daniel called me and said, Mark, can you please come down now? I need you to fetch Jinky to NUH A&E. He said he's been, you know, on the line with Hui Chim, and they sent a picture of her ECG to him, and he immediately said, come down now. So I got a lift from Jason all the way to Dr. Daniel's clinic, and I fetched Jinky to NUH. On the way there, she was telling me about how, you know, they did 3 ECGs. She couldn't believe it. Daniel couldn't believe it. And she said, no, la, I don't think so. I think Hui Chim probably will do more checks and everything else. Okay, fine. We go there. And I dropped her at the A&E. I went to look for a car park. It took me a while. Finally, when I reached the A&E, I said, where's my wife? My wife has disappeared. So I called her. No answer. I called Hui Chim. And Hui Chim said, Mark, don't worry. We are in the OT now. Huh? That was what I said in my heart. Of course, I didn't say it to him, but... And, you know, don't worry. We are doing a procedure for her. She'll be fine. Go and wait at the ward. After I put down the phone, I stood there for a while. What's happening? And, you know, I prayed and I committed Jinky and Hui Chim into the Lord's hand. Now, later on, Jinky described for me what happened. And she sat down at the A&E and Hui Chim came along. And quickly, he got his team, you know, to act. And they did some preparation, put her on a wheelchair, and wheeled her to the OT. And the guy was running. He was saying, F1, F1. You know, it was so fast. I asked Jinky, was it a lady nurse or a male nurse? He said, I don't know. It was all a blur. And finally, when she reached the OT, there Hui Chim in his outfit. And she said, huh, really? You know, all along, she was pretty calm. And even the nurse said, you know, you're pretty calm for a person who is having heart attack. I never seen such a person so calm before. Actually, she was in denial, okay? That's why. You know, I really thank God. Hui Chim did, angiogram, and after that, he did androplasty. There was a very small artery in her heart that was blocked, 95% blocked. And he did a androplasty, which is to balloon, to open it up, and then the blood began to flow. And really, I from the bottom of my heart, I thank God for Daniel, for Hui Chim, for who they are, for their quick action, and for saving Jinky, saving her from further risks and danger. And, you know, we are really grateful to the two of them and their team. I'm really thankful to Pastor and to all of you. Pastor, the pastoral team, they came down and they were with me. You know, I was all alone. And, you know, I really appreciate the sense of camaraderie. It was late. It was after Bible study. But they came down, all four of them. And, you know, it's really a comforting thing to be there, not alone, but fellow pastors standing together. I really thank God for all of you. I received so many SMSs, emails, you know, that night, the next morning, I was trying to answer all the SMS. And really, this sense of oneness was something that really ministered to my heart. I really thank God for the session members, for all of you, for the way in which you prayed for me and showed concern. And really, this is something that is wonderful. And this sense of oneness is not about just being the people here. Auntie Maureen called from Melbourne, called Chinky. She said, you know, I saw last Sunday's worship service, and you better eat fruits and vegetables. Pastor already gave me the license to tell you. That's oneness. And, you know, Auntie Maureen is going through another course of chemotherapy, and she's thinking of us, you know, and we want to pray for her too as she goes through this challenging time. Now, in response, let me report to you. These 2 weeks have been the most fruitful 2 weeks. One, I've never received so many fruits before. So much fruits. Okay? And it's pretty amazing. It's almost like harvest time, you know? And secondly, I've never cut so many fruits before. So much fruits. You know, it's quite therapeutic. After a while, cutting the skin and everything else. And my dear wife have never eaten so much fruits in a week, you know, in her life. So let me just say that we are on our way there. We are seeking to change our lifestyle, our diet. In fact, Hui Chim got a dietitian to talk to us. You know, hawker food, what can I eat, what can eat, less salt, less sugar, you know, more fruits, more vegetables. She's very sharp. She took one look at, you know, she came purposely after lunch. And then she looked at what Chinky ate and said, you need more roughage. You know, because she left the fruit, she left the vegetables, she only eat the meat. You know, caught red-handed. And, you know, that's something that, you know, we're all learning. And then let me encourage you to, I mean, let this be a lesson to all of us. Let's learn what it means to maybe move towards the path that is much more healthier. You know, as much as we take time to be holy, we also take time to be healthy. And, you know, in fact, last Friday night, Chinky and I, we went to the Botanic Gardens. We have dinner first, and then we took a nice walk, and, you know, we did a bit of exercise. I think that's something that we all can learn. You know, I've been part of Bethany, as I say, for over 40 years. I've been part of this oneness. I've ministered with a greater sense of oneness. But let me tell you that this oneness never ceases to move my heart. It is something that has touched Chinky and myself in more ways than one. And I'm deeply moved. And in response, I really want to be able to share this oneness with others too. Let's continue to preserve this oneness. Let's strive for this oneness. Let's never allow anything or anybody to break this oneness at all costs. Let us seek to edify each other. Let us seek to equip each other to grow together with a greater sense of oneness, that we will be able to grow with spiritual maturity and to have good spiritual perspectives, that we will seek together to serve as one body in Christ, keeping that oneness at all costs. Let us pray. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we want to pray and thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ. who is our head, and how we are part of his body. And even as we seek to be part, whether we are bones, joints, different members of this body, help us, Lord, to feel a greater sense of belonging, to never allow anything, any danger, to affect that oneness. Help us, Lord, to go beyond envy, strife, and division, but to be able to have this challenge to grow our faith to a spiritual maturity so that we will have good, mature perspectives concerning our church, concerning our life, concerning our ministry, so that we would be able to maintain this oneness. Ask that you will continue to bless us, and even as we seek to give an offering, we pray that you will use this offering for the furtherance of your kingdom. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Of our Heavenly Father, truly fill our hearts, that will guard us against anything or anyone that will cause us to be carnal and to stand contrary to the Lord and his ways. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ help us to continue to grow and to mature our faith, that we may be able to have good, mature perspectives for our lives and for our ministry as a church. May the fellowship of the Spirit continue to keep and unite us as one, as the body of Christ, till Christ comes for us, in whose mighty name we pray. Amen.